Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 89. How does one get this full assurance of faith? Just how does one get this most precious full assurance of faith or full assurance of hope unto the end that Hebrews speaks of? It would be nice if we were not constantly hounded by fear lest we won't be saved at last. And on the other hand, we have enough common sense to realize that many in the last day will come up to Christ expecting entrance into His kingdom, and He must say, "I never knew you." How do we balance this important issue of true versus false assurance? Just having our pastor tell us we're okay is not enough. Realizing that nothing could be more critical to understand aright, we tread softly. 1. Although there are billions who must settle this issue, the Father being infinite is concerned about you as if you were the only person on earth. Come into His presence and address Him as your personal Heavenly Father, just as Jesus did. This is step number 1, believe it. 2. The Father wants you to be saved eternally, and His Son gave Himself a ransom for all, which means, including you. He did His job faithfully. It follows that the only way you can end up lost is to impede, resist, reject the will of your Heavenly Father, and of course, of Christ. In other words, do as Esau did, the man who had the birthright already but who despised it and sold it. This is step number 2, believe this truth that is such good news. 3. This will mean that you do not trust yourself. Your fear will not be that the Lord may turn away from you. Your fear will be that you may forget Him. He has promised to hold you by your right hand. You can be like a spoiled, rebellious child and wriggle yourself out of His hand. Choose to let Him hold you. Realize, you're lost if you don't. Step number 3, believe it. 4. It follows that the full assurance of faith is already yours in Christ, as surely as Esau had the birthright. As our scripture says, draw near with the true heart. That is, simply be honest. All the angels in heaven plus the Holy Spirit can't make you honest if you choose not to be. The decision is yours. Step number 4, draw near. The devil will flash into your mind a thousand things to do instead of that. As you draw near, let the Holy Spirit convict you of what Christ is right now doing for you. Thank Him. Hold fast the profession of faith without wavering. He who promised is faithful, so He will deliver you from the fear of death which all your lifetime has kept you in bondage.